not a whole lot of follow-ups technically, unless you count all of the freaking trailers we're going to be talking about, because most of them, if not all of them, are for series that we have actually been talking about. Hello, nerds. With another week up, we have another week of nerd news for you. And as we get closer to the winter, the follow-ups just get a little out of control. So this episode is pretty much all follow-ups. We do have housekeeping to get out of the way, though. Not as much as before, but a bit. We have a little bit going on. So first and foremost, we will be doing our stream this Friday, but then we're having another 2 weeks. Hey man, it's not my fault that tours happen on Friday nights, apparently, the last month. But I have Clerks is coming up, and then I believe Lamb of God and Killswitch Engage will also be on a Friday night. So yes, that is the conundrum. So we will be doing a live episode this week, and then we're going to take another 2 weeks off. And then that puts us into October, which means we don't have a whole lot of room between now and the scale back. So at the end of every season, we scale things back just a little bit. That scale back is so that I can focus on the other side of the show. I can focus on the more technical side of things, make things work better, update graphics, potentially finally get that third channel started. You know, all of that stuff is what happens when we take the roughly 2 to 2.5 months off at the end of the year. So as of the end of November, we will very likely be taking approximately 2 weeks off entirely. And then into December, we're going to be scaling things back. Now, in the past, that scale back has been just the rumors section week in and week out. Since we've changed the format of the show ever so slightly in the addition of the live show at the end of each week, we might be changing how the scale back works. I might just be doing a live show on Wednesdays that then gets posted or gets uploaded in post theoretically that night. Again, there's still a lot of details that need to be worked out, not the least of which being what exactly needs updates and such for season, what are we going into? Season 4, I believe, unless you're on the syndicated outlets, and then that's going to be season 3. But either way, it's a new season. And so things need to be updated. Sound bites, you know, all of the intro things, all of the lower third elements for the video portion, all of that stuff needs to be updated. So yeah, that's what's going to be happening as we get closer and as I work out the finer details. I will definitely keep you posted right here in the housekeeping section. But as that is all that we have, don't forget, I'm going to push, do the push, continuing the push. Social medias, look for the Nerdy Ninja. I'm constantly creating new Nerdy Ninjas with the wonderful AI creations. Stay tuned for some quick and nerdy on AI art creation. And yeah, I believe that gets us to the end of it. Just look for Generally Nerdy. Sometimes there's a hyphen, sometimes there's an underscore. Usually it's all one word, but the Nerdy Ninja is your clue. On the socials, go follow. We're trying to get all of the socials up over 1,000, much like the YouTube channel. And we are steadily gaining on the YouTube channel. So that's pretty awesome. Thank you very much, nerds, for all of the new subscriptions and follows and stuff. Go check out the Clips channel, because I do a nerd mail episode every week and I respond to your comments live and on video, as well as give shout outs to new subscribers on all of the platforms. So that now is the end of the housekeeping section, I promise. So we're into TV streaming. TV streaming, not a whole lot of follow-ups technically, unless you count all of the freaking trailers we're going to be talking about, because most of them, if not all of them, are for series that we have actually been talking about since announcements and seasons were, you know, announced and so on and so forth. So let's start with the follow-ups, because that's what the name of today's episode is going to be, something to do with follow-ups, I'm sure. Superman and Lois, we talked previously about the fact that they lost their young John Kent actor because he wanted to do things a little more diverse, and not in the Hollywood definition of the word diverse, but more not superhero diverse. So New John Kent has been cast. Michael Bishop is the name of the new kid. I wonder if they're going to recognize the change in script. I remember back in the day when this happened on Roseanne, not that that's a super nerdy show, but their daughter Jackie came back from being gone for like a season or two, and she was played by a different actress. Actually, Blonde Doctor from Scrubs is who played her in the latter parts of that series. And they said, "Jackie, you look weird. Did something change?" It was a really funny way to acknowledge the fact that it was a new actor. So I wonder if the levity of Superman and Lois is as such that they can do something like that, or if they're just going to continue on without even acknowledging the change. Either way, I'm sure it'll be fine, but that's what we've got there. Let's move right along. D23 happened, and we got a bunch of release dates, not the least of which being Bad Batch Season 2. Is going to be January 4th. It's not happening in September like we were talking about in the rumors section previously, because that's just silly. But yeah, January 4th, 2023 is when Bad Batch 2 season 2 is going to be happening. Next is Trigun Stampede. I remember we talked about this briefly when the original trailer was released, though I didn't remember it when I was taking my notes. If you haven't watched the trailer for the reboot of Trigun, go watch it, because it's one of my all-time favorite animes, and it's amazing. You should absolutely love it, because everybody who watches it, I'm sure, loves it. That's probably not true. But we do have a release date, a slightly more narrowed down release date for the reboot series, and that is 2023. Sometime 2023. I believe I've seen a couple of news media outlets reporting on the fact that it's likely going to be in quarter one of 2023 on Crunchyroll, but I have not seen any confirmation of that, so maybe quarter one of 2023, but either way, it's happening next year, and I'm stoked. Next, we're talking about Daredevil Born Again. That's right, the D23 stuff just won't stop coming. Born Again, obviously the subtitle of the new Daredevil series. We now have confirmation that this new Daredevil series is going to be exactly that. The fact that Charlie Cox is playing Daredevil once again is irrelevant to the connection to the previous series. It has none. There is not going to be anything connecting it to the original series, save for maybe an Easter egg here and there, but Easter eggs are not canon. They're just fun things that people like to put in their stuff to acknowledge things that have happened before or around the thing that they're making. So yes, it is going to be 100% original and not tied to Netflix at all. And they've kind of made that very apparent in the change in costume, right? But either way, super stoked. Moving on. So let's get into all of the trailers, because we got a lot. So some of these we're just going to walk by real quick. Picard Season 3, this will be the third and final season. We now know February 16th of 2023 is when it is going to begin airing. Paramount Plus, go check it out. Quantum Leap has finally given us a trailer. September 19th of this year on NBC is going to be on regular-ass broadcast networks. It's next week, and I'm very interested. I'm going to start watching. That's going to go on my regular weekly watch list for probably at least a month, and then we'll talk about it again, I'm sure. But Quantum Leap has given us a first trailer. Go check that out. Next, we're talking about Andor. Of course, we got a new trailer for Andor, again, D23. This one is doing good things, I think. I'm very hopeful after watching this, especially considering the state of the Star Wars universe outside of things like Mandalorian. So, yeah, very interested there. Interview with the Vampire. All right, we're going to talk about this one for a minute. Interview with the Vampire, the new trailer has finally dropped. We now see relationship between Louis and Lestat, and Claudia is in this as well, and I'm almost sold on these changes. I still think the Claudia stuff is absolutely not gonna work at all, but Louis, they've definitely made changes to Louis's story. And it seems like it might actually work. They're leaning a little hard into the sexualization of these vampires, where feeding to them in the Anne Rice books was sexual, but this is much more like sexual and less intimate sexual, if that makes sense. So don't know exactly how I feel about that one, but they've almost sold me. Almost. And I think that's about as good as it's gonna get for that, honestly. Go watch the trailer. Let me know what you think. I know a lot of people's knee-jerk reactions are not going to be good, but give it a second. Let it sit in before you make the comment. All right. Next we have Willow has dropped a new trailer, and oh my God, this is absolutely one that I'm going to watch every freaking episode of because I love that original movie. I love Willow. This trailer is making me so hype for this series. Yeah, we're going to move on or I'm just going to start drooling. Mando Season 3 has dropped a new trailer. We now know that we're going to get some resolution to stuff that was brought up in Season 1 of Mando. And we get a lot more Grogu and Ahsoka. So everybody wins? I think so. Let's move right along. We have Secret Invasion has finally dropped its first trailer. It's going to be a little bit of a noir, almost, it seems, from this trailer. So very interested to see what happens there. Also, kind of implying a Skrull war. So yes, please, and thank you. Next, we're talking about Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War. Yes, please. Another fantastic anime. This is a continuation of the story. I believe I haven't really dove into exactly where this is going to lie on the Bleach timeline, but the original Bleach is great, so I'm just hopeful that this new one is going to be as well. Then we got, again, D23, Percy Jackson, and Santa Claus, the Santa Claus series that we've been talking about. Percy Jackson, kind of exactly what you would expect. Nothing really to write home about there, though. If you are a fan, then this is probably doing a lot for you. As far as the Santa Claus series goes, it's going to be called Santa Claus Is, and Tim Allen's retiring as Santa? Well, obviously not Tim Allen, but the character, I can't remember his name. It's interesting premise, not gonna lie. Don't know what it's doing for me, if anything. That is what we have, though, for all of the damn trailers. Let's talk about regular-ass news real quick, because we've got just the one piece, and that is the Teletubbies. Man, I believe we might be witnessing the death throes of Netflix, because they're bringing back the Teletubbies. This time, there's going to be a new narrator, Titus Burgess. Titus played Sebastian the Crab in the Broadway production of Little Mermaid. I'm pretty sure that's why I recognized him. I didn't do the research into who he was exactly because I'm like 99% sure that's the same dude. Either way, very weird situation going on right now because apparently Netflix is just grasping at anything that kind of made a few bucks when it was originally airing. And I don't think this is something that they can exactly destroy. So this actually might have been a good move for them. Maybe? I don't know. But that is, like I said, all of the regular-ass news. So, TV streaming suggestion for the week. I gotta go with House of Dragon, man. House of the Dragon right now, it started a little slow. There's some things you kind of have to really be paying attention so you can piece it together yourself because they're not because they're not spoon-feeding you all of the things you need, which is part of the reason why I think I like it so much, because I have to be an active participant in this event that is going on my screen in front of me, and I can't just sit back and, you know, zone out and tune out and I can't just sit back and, like, zone out and just let it happen, right? I have to be part of this, and that is fantastic. I'm digging it. It's not as good as the first few seasons of Game of Thrones, but I don't know that any television can really reach that height anytime soon, but it's definitely striving for that. Movie section is kind of more the same. All right, so let's get into this. Follow-ups. We have a new casting announcement for Joker, Folie à Deux. Catherine Keener has been cast in an undisclosed role. Everyone is undisclosed at this point except for Joaquin Phoenix. We don't know any of these actors' characters at this point, not even Lady Gaga. We do know Lady Gaga is going to be in it, but we don't know for sure who she's going to be. Is she going to be Harley? Is she going to be some other doctor? Is she just going to be an inmate at Arkham? Who knows? Nobody. That's who, except for, you know, Matt Reeves and the people who are actually making the movie happen. Either way, Catherine Keener, if you know the name, but you're not 100% sure why, she was in 40-Year-Old Virgin, she was in Get Out, sorry, brain fart. She was in Get Out, she was in a number of things, she's totally recognizable. Yeah, it's very interesting that they've gotten such star power behind this second movie. I really hope that they can follow through with all the hype that's already building, even though they haven't shot a single frame yet, I'm sure. So that's actually the end of the regular follow-ups. Then we got a bunch of trailers, but again, most of the trailers are follow-ups technically, so let's talk about trailers in the movie section. First up, we have the new Black Adam trailer. A little bit longer, a little bit more stuff going on. We get a little bit of Hawkman, we get a little bit of Dr. Fate. Kind of seeing where this is going. I don't know that it's doing what it needs to do for me, though. Is that just me? Let me know if I'm broken. Moving along, though, we have Hocus Pocus 2. I was hopeful about this show, and now that I've seen this extended trailer that they just released, I feel like this is just going to be rehashing everything we got from the first movie. It's going to be The Force Awakens, only not as good. I'm hopeful that I'm wrong, but I feel like I'm not going to be wrong. It's just going to be the same stuff repeated. And if I want to watch the original Hocus Pocus movie, I got it on DVD and VHS and Blu-ray. Like, I can do that. I have a digital download of it. I can watch it whenever I want. I don't need you to repackage it and sell it to me again. That doesn't make any sense. So hopefully I'm wrong, but this trailer's definitely not lending that direction. Next, we're talking about Maxine. This is an interesting one because we've been kind of talking about this, not this movie specifically, but this series of movies. A24 has been releasing some quality horror, and this is the third in a series. I have yet actually to start the series, but the second of the series isn't even technically, or no, I think it launches this weekend. So the first of the series was the movie X, and then the second of the series, I, for whatever reason, didn't write down the name of it, and I'm totally brain farting it right now. But again, it's out in theaters, I think, just now or this Friday, something along those lines. So the fact that there's already going to be a third movie is very interesting because the second movie just got released. And also, that there's a trailer for the third movie is also super interesting, because how did they get a trailer? They must have, we know that they filmed X and the sequel back to back, so that was not news, but it seems maybe they shot some of the footage for the threequel at the same time as well, just hoping that Ty West was going to get what he wanted, and apparently he got it, so congratulations, sir. Very interested by this. I've actually heard better things than I anticipated. I was not expecting either of the X movies to be good, but I've heard that they are, so maybe I'll have to watch them, but that is where we stand with that. Next trailer we got this week was Glass Onion. I forgot Edward Norton was in this movie. Edward Norton, Daniel Craig in a movie together. That's a win. That's a double win. That is, I do take my money already, why don't you? This trailer just kind of does a lot to help with that. And yeah, it just looks fantastic. I've been a bit of a Rian Johnson fan for a while as well, because Brick is one of my favorite top 10 all-time movies, and that is like his magnum opus, I feel like. So, yeah, there's that. Then we have Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid to be released May of 2023. New trailer is getting destroyed. downvoted into oblivion. Literally four times as many downvotes as upvotes. It's not a terrible trailer. I know I'm going to get like so many negative comments, but I mean, it does come from a sweet, Hans Christian Andersen is Swedish, I'm pretty sure. It comes from a Swedish fairy tale, so it would make sense that, you know, the way it was written was implying certain things. but I'm not super invested. As long as there is a quality story and a quality movie made, then the rest of that is kind of periphery and it is fairly irrelevant. So this trailer, though, doesn't do much except for highlight the fact that your lead actress has a pretty good singing voice, and I guess that's kind of a good thing. That's kind of one of the points of the movie, is it's a musical, and, you know, Ariel is supposed to have this beautiful voice. It's the source of a lot of jealousy in the story, so maybe it's doing what it's supposed to, except for the whole, you know, internet hate thing. Either way, not terrible. We're moving on, though. That is actually all of the trailers that we have to talk about for the movie section. Let's get into regular-ass news. D23, once again, was a thing. Inside Out 2 happened to be one of the things that was announced at D23. So Pixar's Inside Out is getting a sequel. We do know that Amy Poehler is going to be returning as the Joy character. However, we do not know if any of the other original cast is going to be returning, nor do we know anything about the story. Just know that it's been announced and it's going to be a thing, and Amy Poehler's going to be part of it. So let's move on. Next, we're talking about Mufasa, a prequel to not just The Lion King, but specifically to Jon Favreau's live-action, quote-unquote, Lion King. There's been a couple of changes in the casting. So for the voice of Mufasa himself, we have Aaron Pierre, not James Earl Jones this time, as well as Calvin Harrison Jr. to be voicing his brother Scar. All we really know about that, very potentially, we're going to see how Scar gets his scar on his eye, because again, it is a prequel. And that's what we got, so we're moving right along. That is all of the regular-ass news. Let's talk movie suggestions. And we're talking, again, Halloween season. This one's a little bit of a cheat because it's a kid's movie, not exactly Halloween-related, but scary to me when I was a child nonetheless, so it counts. Little Monsters is our recommendation this week for movies. Little Monsters starring Howie Mandel as well as Fred and Ben Savage. That's right, that is both Savage brothers as little kids. It's a whole lot of fun and kind of really creepy even as an adult. Go watch it, man. Boy is the villain. The name of the villain is Boy, and he's scary. Go check out Little Monsters from 1988 as your movie suggestion for the week. And that brings us, ladies and nerds, to the rumor mill. Let's talk about all of the new stuff that's kicking around. But first, we have some new sources for older rumors that we've been keeping tabs on. New source first has to do with the Fantastic Four. Remember, we talked about who was potentially going to be playing Sue Storm. Well, now all of the sources are pointing in one direction. That is Jodie Comer, I believe is her name, to play Sue Storm. I don't know who she is. I'm sure I recognize her from stuff. I just didn't have, honestly, because I had a bunch of information to sift through this week. I didn't have the time to look into what else she was in, so I'm sorry, nerds, I didn't do my homework. Kill me. Anyway, so Fantastic Four, Jodie Comer, Sue Storm. It seems to be that's the direction things are going. Let's move. Our next news source has to do with Mindhunter, the series over on Netflix. We talked about it when it was kind of, sort of, not really canceled about a year ago, a little over a year ago now, I believe. This series is super noteworthy because David Fincher, who is my cinema god, is the man who is in charge of it. He is the showrunner. And when it was announced, again, that they're kind of, sort of going on hiatus, not really canceling the show, but not going to bring it back just yet for season 3, it was that everyone was just let out of their contracts because they weren't going to be able to get into production soon enough to make sense and so on and so forth. So when you let an actor out of their contract, that means they can take other jobs and they don't have to wait for you to make a decision. So now we have word on the street saying that they're going to re-up those contracts now for a third season, and I'm stoked! Super excited about this, if this is true. It's new source, we're not talking about percentages for new sources, I'm sorry. So that is what we've got there. Let's move into new rumors now. And the first one has to do with, once again, Netflix doing kids stuff. Not that probably sounds wrong. We're talking Neverending Story. Apparently, Neverending Story is going to become a series over on Netflix, according to rumors. If the Teletubbies thing hadn't happened, I would say this is probably about 50-50. But it seems that they are really pushing into more family and kid-friendly programming, Neverending Story being a prime example of a classic kid-friendly movie and movie series. So I'm putting this one just a little bit above halfway, just because I kind of am hoping that Netflix is starting to learn from their mistakes. So we're going to say about 55% likely, just because of hope. Got that hopium going. Next, we're talking about Stargirl. This one's really interesting. CW's Stargirl is rumored to be working on a crossover episode with not any other CW shows, because if you remember, pretty much all of them have been canceled at this point. But the two HBO Max series that technically exist in the same universe, those being Titans and Doom Patrol. When exactly this is going to happen is not part of the rumor, just that it is want to happen. They want to put this on the screen in front of you, and how exactly that's going to work, we still don't know. But the fact that it's a rumor that they're working on it is really interesting. And we haven't had a proper crossover for, I think, maybe even 2 years at this point. So I feel like they're probably itching for it. Though, this doesn't come from a great source. So I can't go high, and I can't go very high, just because it seems a little far-fetched at this point because of the two different entities involved, CW, HBO Max. CW is not 100% HBO anymore, Warner Brothers anymore. There's other entities involved in that. So that kind of diminishes the likelihood that this is going to happen. But HBO does still fund that show, or Warner Brothers, again, synonymous. Warner Brothers does still fund the making of Stargirl, so maybe that kind of evens it out. I don't know. We're putting this at 50% likelihood, because there's enough on both sides to say that it could go really either way. Next, we're talking about Black Panther. This is not a movie rumor. This is a gaming rumor. EA, the team that brought us the Shadow of Mordor game, is reportedly working on a Black Panther game now. Again, tech rumors, I tend to be a little bit more inclined to believe, just because my sources for those are much more often right, and I don't have many of them, so that is what it is. So I'm putting this, I'm going to go about 60% likely that there is a Black Panther game in the works over at EA. That just kind of sounds reasonable. And then we're talking about Stranger Things. This is a little more meta piece about Stranger Things. The meta piece is that Sean Levy, the showrunner for the show, not the Duffer Brothers who created it and wrote it and produced it and all that, but Sean Levy, the man, the driving force behind a lot of the things that are happening, is going to be expanding the universe of Stranger Things once the end of season 5 happens. This is not the rumor. This is news. We know this. This is, you know, well-known facts at this point. The rumor is that he is getting help directly from Kevin Feige. Now, he has said recently, and this is probably honestly what fueled the rumor, but he has said recently that he is taking inspiration from Feige in the way that Feige has crafted the MCU. He wants to do something similar for Stranger Things. This rumor is saying that not only is he taking inspiration, he's taking direct dictation from Kevin Feige. Kevin Feige is saying, this is the direction and that's how you do it. this is just such a middle of the road kind of rumor mill. I apologize that I can't commit on one side or the other, but maybe that makes it more interesting. Probably not. These are two incredible cultural phenomena. Stranger Things is kind of the reason that Netflix still exists in a lot of ways. Sandman is doing a lot to help these days as well, but that's kind of their best programming anymore. So, and yeah, I mean, again, they made Kate Bush a multimillionaire on a song she wrote 30 years ago. So yeah, just, it's an incredible powerhouse of a cultural phenomenon. The MCU is that much bigger. So in order to get to where the MCU is, it makes sense. And in order to bring Feige in as some sort of consultant, I would imagine if anyone's going to get the funds from Netflix to do such a thing, it's going to be the guy who's making Stranger Things happen. But it doesn't come from good sources, and maybe the source was confused by the quote from Sean Levy in recent interviews. So there's a lot of reasons to doubt this. I'm honestly going a little lower than halfway there. I'm going to say about 40% on this one, just because it does seem potential, but not super likely. And that, Nerdy Legion, is where we are going to end today's episode. If you want to go deeper into nerd culture, go see all of the other nerd lifestyle stuff, you can check out nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts that we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you can find me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, for joining. We will see you in the next one.